You're listening to Quoted, the Question of the Day podcast. I am Rebecca Smith. For this month, I want to break from my regular format and instead post short daily episodes. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Becky. I just looked at that house, Von Brasher's house, the one he used to live in, and one of the rooms that's up is open. He's got two of them open. Is one he said he used to stay in on the top. A little bit small for me. Actually, it's all small for me. This will be a radical adjustment in my living style if I go there, but it'll be different and interesting. I think I'll probably have to go for it. And have to get rid of about 95% of everything I own in order to do it. But maybe that's good, too. Anyway, I just wanted to talk to you about it, so I gave you a call. I may be around this evening. And do you remember a guy, I think it's called Steve, who lives in the big front room up there? He says he's been there about 3 years, I think. Anyway, later. Bye.
It's me! Me! Because I know you love it when people answer the phone and say, it's me! And you have to guess who it is. So you have to guess who this is. All right, bye.
Hey, this is Kelly. I went looking for my ticket, and I know I put it in my wallet, but it's not there. So I don't know if you guys have an extra ticket. I certainly would understand if you didn't, and I'm an idiot. But anyway, give me a call. If I don't hear from you, I'll assume you don't have a ticket. I will try to reach you. I'm going to be gone for a couple of hours. But please give me a call if you do have an extra one, and what time you're going to be at the Seat of the Round. I don't know where the hell I bought it. Oh, the tickets for tonight, damn show. Bye.
Well, Becky, I was just a little bit too late. Von Brasher rented this big room. He still has a small one available. Jesus, maybe I should take that. I got to find something very soon. Well, let me know if you hear of anything. I got to think this over fast. Talk to you later. Bye.
FYI, the smoke alarm is in the towel drawer in the kitchen. Why, you say? Well, because it started beeping again, and so I tore it all apart. You know, not in a bad way. I took the battery out and unplugged it from the wall, and it keeps beeping. It's really spooky. It just can't beep as loud, apparently, without its battery. It must have some backup little miniature battery inside somewhere. So it's in the drawer under the towels. Talk to you later. Bye.
Please explain to me why... Why I moved back to any place that has any kind of snow. It has been snowing nonstop all day, and the car is completely buried. I haven't been in a blizzard like this since I was 5. It's me, Dan, calling for Becky. All right, I'll try talking to you later. Bye.
Hi, this is Dan again. I'm going to have your number memorized pretty soon. I have not been able to rent a truck. The notice was just too short, and this is the busiest time. And so I'm going to have to rely on somebody's van or truck. And I don't have any numbers of any of the people like Matt who have one. But you guys, I think, do. So could you put out an All Points bulletin for me? Or just you call me back with the numbers. I'm going to be disconnecting my computer soon. Today, tomorrow, maybe sometime, and I don't know for sure how long I'll be out of touch by email. So I can't rely on that at the moment. Can you give me a call if you know the numbers of any of these people, like Paul Gilsdorf, Jay, and Matt, who have trucks, so I could give them a call? I don't have their information at all. Thanks, bye.
On the bus, I realized that the scarf that I was wearing untied itself. It's kind of a slippery one and fell off on my way to the bus. This is kind of a big favor to ask, but I'm wondering if you would go look for it. I wouldn't ask, except that my dad gave it to me, and I really like it, and it was also one of the first gifts he actually gave me. So it's kind of special. You may not get this, so I'm going to email you also. And thank you very, very much. I owe you one.
Hello, this is Jackie calling Becky and Tracy. I'm hoping that you will be at my house watching the returns with me. And I have other food, too. I'm just thinking with the weather the way it is, I'm a little bit concerned. Heck, you're not there. So give me a call at work. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's me. I'm guessing you're on the internet if this is Becky because it picked up right away like somebody was on the phone. So It's Friday morning. I'm around for another half an hour, 45 minutes, then I'm heading into town. So if you have a chance, give me a holler, and we'll chat. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Tracy and Becky. I'm going to be moving this week, of course. No choice in that. I am not going to be working this week, so that I have the whole week finally to get to do this, and I haven't had a chance to get ready, so it's going to be a mess. Vaughn is going to help me with his truck tomorrow to move some stuff over to his place, and the big problem I have is, at the moment, is whether or not I'm going to be able to be sleeping over there, having something to sleep on. That might not happen till early next week. And I'm going to be moving in pieces during the week. It was just, I know just about everybody else works full-time during the week. I wonder if either of you guys might be available any day during the week, next week, or half a day or something. Let me know. I have a ton of stuff to get ready, and I'm going to have to move most things into storage and take care of getting rid of them however I can when it's possible. I sent an email, you know, with some of the stuff I need to get rid of, and I probably need to get even rid of even more of that, and I haven't been having any bites on the stuff I hang up in the apartment here, so I guess I'll just have to go to a storage place. So, Becky, do you know of one that's near that house in St. Paul, just offhand? I'm going to be asking a lot of people a lot of questions to try to shorten the time that I have to search to find out these things for myself. My brother, for instance, thinks he knows where I can get a cheap futon couch in Bloomington, so he's going to help me next week on that one. So if you have any other ideas, please let me know. Take care. I'll talk to you in a bit, and give me a ring and tell me if you've got any time available during the week to help me haul junk or any bright ideas that might help out. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hello, this is Jackie calling. I am at work. It's 3:36, and kind of excited about the news we're hearing about the Florida vote recount that has been ordered by the Florida Supreme Court. You've probably heard about it by now. But I just wanted to call and celebrate with you. It's pretty cool. The Miami-Dade, they're saying 9,000 instead of the 10,000 number I've been hearing. The Miami-Dade 9,000 votes that have never been counted are going to be hand-counted. So, very cool. Give me a ring if you want at work, 673-7538. Otherwise, I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This is Dan. I got your message. I was helping Jay load the mattresses on top of his truck when you called. Yes, they said I can call him tomorrow afternoon.
Hey, Becky, it's Jay. I'm calling on Saturday. I got your message. Thanks for your concern about me. I had some trouble on the way home. It took me quite a while to get home. I took home Dan's mattresses and was bumper-to-bumper traffic on Excelsior Boulevard, and the mattresses kind of, I didn't have enough bungee cords, so they kept sliding or nearly sliding off. And then when I get home, I unload them, and I'm already running late, and I jump in my truck and head off for Ag Great Direct and make the first corner, and I hear a can of paint fall out of one of the shelves in my truck and crack open and dump the entire contents all over the floor of the van. So it was kind of disheartening at that point. So I had to run home, change my clothes, put my painting clothes on so it wouldn't ruin everything, and clean up all that paint. And by that time, it was a little bit late to head out to class. So talk to Leandra. I heard she was kind of the secondary focus for the free write. So anyway, sounds like a lot of fun, like it usually is. I'll catch you next time, and give me a call whenever you want to yak. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Did you happen to see what happened to my bed pillows? They didn't get put in storage, did they? When the bed was, I saw Jay removed. I helped him remove the mattresses. I don't remember seeing my pillows anywhere. Thank you. You can leave me a message at the old number if you want. I'll be out there tomorrow. Bye.
Hey, Becky, it's Jackie. In case you didn't see my email, my car is not going to be ready till at least Friday, which is the big old drag. But it's all right, I guess. Anyway, I won't need help getting the car tonight. Thank you very much for being willing to help. Give me a call. Let me know how you're feeling today. And you know what I mean by that. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Becky. This is Dan. I'm looking for a missing shoe. I have a pair of black dress shoes, and when I emptied the bag full of my shoes, the only thing that was missing was one of the dress shoes. And I probably need that soon. So I'll have to buy another pair if I don't find it. It may show up here in this mess. but I don't really know where it went because it should have been in the bag with the other shoes, so I don't know where to look. I'm just checking with you and my brother because you are the only people besides me who haul stuff up to the house, so I thought maybe you could just look in your back of your vehicle and see if it might have fallen out if you had the shoe bag. Thanks. Oh, does this phone, I don't know if this phone here has a messaging system. I have an impression that it does, but if it does, I don't know how to get to it, so I don't know how to pick up messages if they're in here. I'll ask somebody. Bye.
Hi, Becky. It's Tracy. I'm calling to give you my work number, which I've never given you. It's 626-5665 for Monday, Wednesday, Friday at the U. And then I'm wondering if you could call me, and if I'm not here, just leave a message, even though it says it's Anne. That's okay. It's me. And let me know Bob Ronson's phone number so I can call him today and erase that from my list. I'm thinking about doing it because he said he has a framework put together. I guess I need to hear about that before I decide. He said it'd be pretty easy for me to develop a character that would just kind of fit into the framework. Okay, well, I hope you and Willie are going to have a good day today. And I'm also wondering, last night there was so much talk about butts and things that I forgot to check in with you and see what you've did about the Jewish job. You know what I mean. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
And this is still Dan. I'm still just kind of playing with the phone system. I did a reply before. I'm trying to figure out how this thing works. There's probably some way to skip so I don't have to listen to everybody's messages, but I haven't figured that one out yet. I am going to be at, as I said, at Brave New Institute tonight at 8 o'clock. And so, Becky, you can bring my shoe then. And I guess that's about it. Can you tell me, remember to tell me if I forget to ask when I get there, where Act Right Direct is going to be this coming Thursday, if you know. I'm going to get a private phone line. I'm going to call the phone company on Monday morning and have a private line put up into that room so I can use a computer without getting involved in this. And I guess that's about it. I'll talk to you tonight. Bye. I'm exhausted.
Hey, this is Jackie Collin. I'm hearing that Bush won. The Supreme Court decision came down that it wouldn't be fair to count the ballots, and the race is over. Give me a call if you're around. Bye.
Becky, it's Dan. I'm moving back over to Europe in about 3 weeks, and I just wanted to chat with you. I'm intrigued by the message on the answering machine. Rebecca Smith Productions. Please do tell more. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Tracy and Becky. I have your number memorized now. I'm not quite done yet. My brother and his wife helped me clean all day today. And I recommend you never hire the Merry Maids. I paid for nothing, essentially. Anyway, Tracy, I have a little box full of stuff for you I need to drop off at your place. That is, if the crayons haven't melted by now. All of your markers and things, I'll get it to you somehow over the next few days. I'm really almost moved. We finish tomorrow morning. So I will talk to you later, and thanks a bunch. I'll find some way to pay you guys back somehow. Don't know how yet or when, but someday. Take care. Bye.